This is Gene Munster from Loop Ventures filling in for Jefferson Graham on today's edition of Talking Tech. Two topics today, Tesla and Apple. Tesla had a little bit of a crazy week led by the company reporting its March results in what can best be described as a circus of an earnings conference call. I've been an analyst for a long time and have counted over 1,900 of these earnings calls. And I have to say is that this one was particularly noteworthy given some of the abrasiveness that Elon Musk had towards some of the analysts really needling at the question around profitability. The conduct on the call really was a distraction to the bigger picture here at Tesla, which is the company is aggressively pursuing the world's adoption of renewable energy, first with its Model 3 car, which is slowly gaining production, and second with the solar and the Tesla energy business. We're still positive on how this Tesla story plays out because we think Model 3, when it gets in the hands of drivers, those drivers are going to become advocates for the Tesla brand. Take, for example, here at Loop Ventures, we had somebody just stop by unexpectedly. They had recently picked up their Model 3 and wanted to show it to us and tell us all the great reasons why we needed to buy a Model 3 as well. We expect those type of experiences to multiply in the years to come, and that we'll look back on the Model 3 and see it was equally as pivotal a moment as the iPhone was when it really ushered in the smartphone. Second, Apple. Great week for the company. Shares traded up nicely after they reported their quarter, and a sigh of relief for investors that were concerned about the iPhone numbers. The supply chain had expected that Apple would guide down for the June quarter, when in fact they actually guided up slightly. A cautionary tale for analysts like myself in terms of when to factor in the supply chain and when not. The bigger picture with the Apple story is that the company is slowly migrating to a stable iPhone business, albeit at lower growth rates, and separately, a services business that's growing at higher than expected growth rates, 30% in the past quarter. And last is more capital being returned to investors. This last piece, the capital return part, is something that distinguishes Apple from the rest of the tech giants. Their ability to buy back $50 billion per year in their stock can continue to advance the investor cause going forward. For Jefferson Graham, Talking Tech, this is Gene Munster.